Conservatives urge state legislators to appoint clean slates of electors under the Constitution. By Hannah Blow on December 11, 2020. Dozens of influential conservative figures are calling on state legislators to exercise their plenary power under the Constitution and appoint new electors, concluding that evidence overwhelmingly shows officials in key battleground states violated the Constitution. The December letter states there is no doubt that President Trump is the lawful victor of the 2020 presidential election and added that Joe Biden is not technically president-elect, despite the mainstream media's premature use of the title. The signees say the evidence overwhelmingly shows officials in key battleground states violated the Constitution, state and federal law in changing mail-in voting rules that resulted in unlawful and invalid certifications of Biden victories. Because of that, state legislatures in key battleground states, including those at the heart of the Texas lawsuit, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, as well as Arizona and Nevada, should exercise their plenary power under the Constitution and appoint clean slates of electors to the Electoral College to support President Trump, they said. Similarly, both the House and Senate should accept only these clean Electoral College slates and object to and reject any competing slates in favor of Vice President Biden from these states. The letter reads, adding that conservative leaders and groups should begin mobilizing immediately to contact their state legislators, as well as their representatives in the House and Senate, to demand that clean slates of electors be appointed in the manner laid out in the U.S. Constitution. Dozens of conservatives signed the letter, including Thomas Vitton, president of Judicial Watch Incorporated; L. Brent Bozell, 3, founder and president of Media Research Center; Jim DeMint, chairman of the Conservative Partnership Institute; David N. Bossi, president of Citizens United; Alfred S. Ragnery, chairman of the Conservative Action Project and president of Republic Book Publishers; Kenneth Blackwell, chairman Constitutional Congress Incorporated; Mary Vaught, executive director of the Senate Conservatives Funds; Jenny Beth Martin, chairman of Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund, and many more. The letter coincides with Texas' lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, which the Lone Star State filed to the Supreme Court this week. The suit contends that the states violated the Electors Clause of the Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislatures, as Breitbart News detailed. Several states have filed an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit.